Saring reckons these caves could have stored food and supplies to last a year. So in theory, Gugge could have held out for a while. Apparently, these secret passages also allowed the besieged people of Gugge access to water. Some passages led to an exit near the Sutlej River. With food and water available, Saparang held out for close to a month before the Ladakis stepped up the offensive. By now, the invaders had taken over the unprotected lower sections of the citadel and had gained a crucial bargaining chip in the process. Thousands of Gugge prisoners. Halfway up the citadel stands a very peculiar stone partition, unlike anything else found in Saparang.